When scientists explain some of the intricacies of climate change, it can seem complicated and hard to relate to. Artist Diane Berko's paintings tell the story more directly and kindle a desire to find out more. Berko works hand in hand with scientists to explore, document, and interpret changes in nature, and scientists are using her work to explain theirs. Elizabeth Perez Luna visited Berko at her studio in Philadelphia's Center City.
Diane Berko is in essence a landscape artist. But if that term brings to mind quiet portraits of rivers and meadows, think again. Berko is interested in making vivid the forces that are shaping huge changes in nature.
Welcome to my studio.
Berko's canvases and photos depict melting glaciers and erupting volcanoes, jagged coastlines, and islands of ice upon chaotic waters. In her ample Center City studio, her work table has a rich palette of white, green, and blue paints. Every flat surface is covered with topographic charts, aerial photos, fat volumes from NASA and the U.S. Geological Survey. And maps,
what you see, it's many a diptych, maps. And you have this map of Antarctica. You know, the difference, people say, what's the difference between the north and the south? And clearly, the north is water surrounded by continents, and the south is a continent surrounded by water. But there are many other differences.
In this place where art and science live together and inform each other, Berko describes a work in progress, a diptych based on photos she took on a recent trip to Antarctica.
So in this painting, I'm making on the left sort of a landscape that I saw from a photograph that I took in Antarctica. But then on the right, you have this graph. And the graph came from something I read, which is about how ice is melting in different parts of the world. So there are no dates. There's no numbers. It's just an implication. It's just a graphic thing. And it's also color.
Rutgers University geography professor Åsa Rennerman invited Berko to show her work and to lecture about her experiences at the Zimmerli Museum on campus.
She has another way of communicating environmental change than I do. I measure things, I model things, and it gets summarized in figures and tables and scientific papers and conference presentations. And Diane, she does it by making paintings or photography. For most people, that is more accessible, and I think it's something that can create an interest and curiosity among people to learn more.
Rennerman, who specializes in climate change, sees Berko as a scribe, crafting an archive of things on the way to being lost.
You know, it's in a way a bit sad to see that some landscapes are gone for the rest of my life. And still, it's beautiful to see that it's captured by her art. It provides a record of something that was here, and now it's gone.
Photographs provide a basis for Berko's before and after imagery. But to feed her artistry, Berko frequently goes on location, to Alaska to look at shifting glaciers, to Scandinavia to look at receding fjords. In 2013, Berko spent her time commuting, so to speak, between the two poles. And as she has done for decades, she teams up with groups of scientists who are deeply immersed in measuring climate change.
If you know anything about geology, you know that it takes millions of years for glaciers to form. But these glaciers just keep receding. There's nothing left. Out of the 150 glaciers that used to be in Glacier National Park, I think there are 35. The rest are glacial lakes. That's pretty, you know, astounding. So with all that new information, in fact, I just got charged with this issue, and I guess I felt there was no going back. There was no way I could make a beautiful painting that didn't have another purpose. And exchanging ideas with and collaborating with glacial geologists throughout the world, it's a much richer life that I have, and I feel that I'm making a difference. I mean, people tell me I'm making a difference. So
much so that Berko is now an invited member of the University of Colorado's Institute of Arctic and Alpine Research.
Gracie and James had a hard life in Trenton.
The exhibition, Sensing Change, at the Chemical Heritage Foundation in Philadelphia, presents images of ecological transformations. Berko is one of the artists whose work is in the show. Curator Christy Schneider says Berker uses scientific data as a point of departure, but her art transforms them into a gateway to scientific insight.
I'm thinking of a painting that she has in which she has the lines of a glacier receding, and she uses like red and a purple and maybe a pinkish color and a yellow. And so as you see her color choice, it tells you increasing danger, like going from a yellow light to a red light. And that's knowledge she brings as an artist, is color and what it means.
Diane Berko says she's just drawn to monumental landscapes.
I'm a girl from Brooklyn, so I don't want to paint asphalt. I want to look at these incredible, awe-inspiring spaces. And I sort of came to the landscape with that, but I wanted to be taken by surprise with it. I was sort of like a discoverer, you know?
For The Pulse, I'm Elizabeth Perez Luna.